There are two different Johns. John the writer is the sons, is one of the sons of Zebedee, described as the son of thunder. His mother Simone is said to be the sister of Mary, and John the writer is said to be a cousin of Jesus. And now we understand why he lays on Jesus' breast, because he was a young protege, younger than Peter and the rest of them. That's why he outran them when they went to the empty tomb, because he was young when they were getting older. That's why he outlived them and ends up out on Patmos writing and dies of old age and is not martyred the way the rest of them were, because we're talking about John the writer. But John the writer, immediately in the first chapter, introduces us to John the Baptist. What was it about John the Baptist that made John the writer write about John the Baptist? Can I have some time with this? You see, John the Baptist is the one that introduced John the writer to Jesus. See, John, the Saint John, the writer who wrote the book, started out not as a disciple of Jesus Christ. He was a disciple of John the Baptist. So John the Baptist was his first pastor. And he writes to us about the experience and the lesson he learned from his first pastor, John the Baptist. While locusts and honey eating, John the Baptist. John the Baptist with the funny clothes. John the Baptist who ministered in the wilderness. John the Baptist who broke the protocol and was not like his father. He did not serve in the temple, but he preached in the wilderness. John the Baptist who was confident in his own skin. John the Baptist who had his own name set apart from all of his kindred, and none of his kindred had been called by his name. John the Baptist, his first pastor, knew who he was. He says, I am not Elias. I am not Esau. I am not the Messiah. I am a voice. I am. The I ams keep going on and on. I am a voice crying in the wilderness. And John writes to us about his first pastor, John the Baptist. And theologians agree that it was John and Andrew who were introduced to Jesus when John the Baptist was baptizing in the Jordan and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That it was, in fact, this experience that caused them to follow Jesus. You will remember the text. They heard John, but they followed Jesus. That is something you need to understand. When the gospel is best applied, they need to hear you, but follow Jesus. They need to hear you, but follow Jesus. They don't hear you and follow you. They hear you and follow Jesus. They heard John, they followed Jesus. That text is referring to John and Andrew. They heard John, but they followed Jesus. And in John chapter 1, verse 35 through 39, we begin to understand that John the Baptist pointed out Jesus at the expense of losing some of his own disciples. And he was confident enough to be willing to suffer loss because he knew his role. Good God of mercy. See, the problem in your office is, do you know your role? Did they ask you to comment on that? Did they ask you to fix that? Did they ask you? The problem in most of our relationships is that people do not know their role. John knew his role. He said, I indeed baptize you with water, but there is one coming after me who is mightier than I. And that's where most of us lose it. We're cool until somebody mightier comes. We're happy until somebody prettier comes. We're great until somebody smarter comes. We're satisfied until somebody more anointed comes. And then we become all frustrated and we stop being us, trying to be them, because we are comparing ourselves with other people rather than to be satisfied to be who they are. But John said, no, You're not going to make me say I'm Esaias, and you're not going to make me play like I'm Isaiah, and you're not going to trick me into trying to be the Messiah. I am not the one. I am the forerunner of the one, and there is one coming after me who is mightier than I, and I'm cool with it. There's one coming after me who's prettier than I, and I'm cool with it. There's one coming after me who is more intellectual than I, and I'm cool with it. And know your role is all about being comfortable in your own skin and to be happy to know who you are. Can I go deeper with this thing? When I came to this church and I started pastoring, we were in magazines everywhere. By the year 2000, we were in magazines everywhere, deemed as the fastest growing church in America. People were coming in busloads to see our facilities. They called it the smart church. We were the fastest growing church in America. Everybody in Texas was talking about it. Everybody around the world was talking about it until Daddy Osteen died and Joel started pastoring, and he built that stadium and filled it up, and the cameras all turned and went to Houston, and they got the title I had, the fastest growing church in America. And you know what? I was cool with it. I was comfortable with it. I'm still cool with it, because there's always somebody coming along that's going to do greater. And you got to be happy to do you. Until you learn to be happy with the gifts that God gave you, you'll never be strong enough to introduce somebody greater than you. You'll never be strong enough to walk into a mighty room and be comfortable enough not to be competitive. You'll never be strong enough to stop being envious of everybody else. John said, the one coming after me is mightier than I, and I'm cool with it because I know my role. I am excellent at preparing the way for what's next. And John the Baptist was so self-assured that John, St. John, wrote about him in his opening chapter, because John the Baptist knew how to play his role. He said, you see him, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He said, this is the guy right here. This is the guy right here. What's coming after me? He's mightier than me. I'm not even worthy to tie his shoes, and I'm cool with it. I'm happy to be me. I'm happy to be me. I'm happy to be me. You'll never find fulfillment until you learn to walk into the joy of how you are created. Even if you quack like a chicken, you got to learn how to walk around in the barnyard and quack and crow and make your noises and be happy to understand I'm doing what I was created to do. If you spread your wings like the eagle and soar in the air while the wind is up under your wings, you can't be looking down at the chicken saying, they want their eggs more than they want mine. Or even if you walk around in the forest occasionally spreading your wings like the peacock and catching the attention of people, even though you don't fly at all, you know who you are. John the Baptist knew who he was. He knew who he was. He was happy to be who he was. He said, I am a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. I'm just a voice. My name's not important. My degrees are not important. My background is not important. My pedigree is not important. I'm a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Greater is coming and I'm cool with it. Bigger is coming and I'm cool with it. More is coming and I'm cool with it. I'm not going to compete with your calling or your gifting. I'm happy to be who I am. And here's my final statement. John, who seems so humble and knows his role And it's so cool to be in this role. And says, there's one coming after me who is mightier than I. He's talking about Jesus. Not long after he introduces Jesus, he has fulfilled his purpose and he dies because he has done what he was created to do. That's why you die, because I have done what I was created to do. And when he had done it, he died. And the guy who was greater, Jesus, is now preaching the eulogy of John the Baptist. And Jesus is the one that John the Baptist said was greater. But when Jesus preaches John's the Baptist's funeral, he said, there is none greater. There is none greater amongst all the prophets than John the Baptist. None. How can Jesus say that there is none greater than John the Baptist? John never wrote a book of the Bible. John never performed a miracle. John never stopped the Red Sea. John never was neither a major nor minor prophet. He was just a voice crying in the wilderness. But Jesus says there is none greater than John the Baptist. What made John the Baptist greater is because John the Baptist knew his role.